Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving crime.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Hannah George and I'm a screenwriter. I'm joined by author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where absinthe meets arson, Negroni meets necrophilia, and Grand Marnier meets Grand Theft Auto. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Sex and a roasted pig. Why don't we have those parties anymore?
So, yeah, the Nazis got wind.
I'm assuming every man is literally going to be like, please stop, you're hurting me.
No, you know what? They're fantasizing about how much they could explain to us.
It's the song, the Beanie Mamoonie.
World Cup.
What was that?
I'd put my hand in my own shit for like 50p. Like.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello and welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. Today we are joined by the incredible comedian Liz Mealy.
Woo! Thank you.
That's our pleasure. Liz, how are you?
I'm good. That was so lovely. I usually don't get claps in a small room like that.
Welcome to England. Well, we've got one question for you. Tell us, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm sure your crime that you guys are solving is bigger. So mine's like, I mean, it was horrible for me. Somebody stole all the money in my bank account.
Oh, God. Okay.
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, truly, like, went to deposit money in my account, and it said the balance was the money I deposited. And I was like, I'm a comic, but I am pretty responsible. And so I was like, that's weird. And so then I go inside, and they're like, yeah, this is all you have. And I go, no, it's not.
Oh,
and then
God.
I look at it and somebody took like $1,000 here and like $2,000 here and $100. Like, and so basically in 2 days they emptied my entire account. And I was like truly like on the streets having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I was like on the phone with people, and the woman, I have a joke about it now, but the woman was just like, I was like, why? Like, you're literally, the whole reason you put your money in account is so somebody is watching it. Like, your whole job is to watch. I can do a shitty job watching my money. I lose spot pay all the time. I was like, this is why you get money. Like, what? And she was just like, well, we don't know if somebody, like, we don't know if you suddenly became generous and just started giving all your money away. And I was just like,
That's insane. Truly, I was just like, the fraud department. Whole job is to be suspicious. Like, to me, I was like, I truly was like on the phone being like, I don't understand how this could happen. So they freeze my account, which you can't freeze. Literally, I had a deposit of $400. I was like, cool. And so,
oh my God.
And so I had a little bit of savings and they hadn't touched my savings. And I put it into the new, so they made me a new account. Right, okay. I put it into my new checking account and then they started pulling from that one.
What?
So I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I'm the one that figured out that clearly somebody could see me putting in my code in my computer. So I had a virus on my computer.
Oh.
So it took about a day and a half for me to realize it. Because I was like, how do they have access to a new code? And I was trying to figure it out.
Wow.
And then I realized I was, you know, I had gotten a new thing and I was transferring it. And so they had, now they had my new account. And I was like, so you scary. Guys don't have this. Shit. Like, I had been with them since I was a teenager, since I went to college. So I was like, I'm just going to change banks. Like, this is the best time to do it. How are they not, like, how am I discovering that someone's going into my bank account? How are they not stopping this? Mm. So then I went to a completely different bank. Clearly, I got the virus off my computer. Now I don't actually don't do any banking on my computer.
Really?
I only do it on my phone. Because your phone auto saves it. So there is no putting in stuff. And I'm sure you can get viruses on. And I had a Mac computer, which I didn't even know you could get viruses on a Mac computer. Because that's like half the luxury. I mean, it was 15
years
ago.
You're told you won't. Yeah, I know.
So I think it is harder. I think it is different.
So the phone apps are more secure.
I don't know if they're more secure. I just know that you need a code to get into my phone. And then everything is now like Face ID. So I'm not re-putting stuff
in.
Although, just so we're clear, I was like so sick and like so gross that my face, it didn't recognize my face.
Because like, you're so upset.
Yeah, like I like truly like I was like, cool, good to like great.
Wow.
That lowest of my self-esteem that day.
Are the worst days. I've had those where I'm just like, my face is kind of bloated. Like tomorrow it will happen because I just ate three large bags of crisps and so it'll be like
I think the best thing to do is when you're setting up the face recognition thing, just be like, well, I'm mostly crying, so I suppose I'll just wait until
truly just like I'm you know, I write from home most days, and then like depending on how much I'm getting paid for gigs is determines if I shower or not. Sorry everybody. Just a very gross person, and so I truly was like, what, it shouldn't be on a makeup gonna make a lot of money day, it should be on a like I sat at my desk and I did nothing in my sweats day. And I'm sure it was like one of those days where I was like, I have a new phone, I'm gorgeous, like but it was, I mean, I've had my credit card stolen, and that is awful too, but they catch it faster.
Yeah.
And also, technically, it's not my money yet.
Right.
This was my money.
And
it was
in
my account. They give it back. So
they did.
Yeah. Oh, so it took about 2 weeks, and then I had to like truly like borrow money because like it was like right when my rent was due. And so I thought like checks were going to bounce. Like it was just like truly a mess. But I was like, it doesn't take me much to like have a panic attack and be like, the world's over. But I truly like that kind of stuff, especially because I'm uber responsible. Like, like I said, I don't have a lot of money, but I've never bounced a check. I've never paid rent late. Like I'm so on my shit. And then when somebody else makes me look bad, I'm just like, I work so hard. Like, this is not fair. But that
how dare you call me generous?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have time for generous.
But that, I would say that. And then of course, you know, you call I don't know how it works here, but you call the police and they're just like, yeah, there's not really anything we can do. So those people, and then the banks, like I was talking to them, I was like, what's the likelihood that you're going to get this money back? And they're like, probably not. I was like, isn't it to your benefit to be on top of this shit? Because if they would have caught the first, like they were paying like a Walmart bill, like I don't shop at Walmart, they paid like a bank account that I don't, like they technically, these people know me and my spending patterns. Yeah. It's like, I shop, I truly, it's like Amazon and like Dwayne Reed, which is like
they
our pharmacy.
Like, for unusual spending.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, and it took them several days. And they didn't flag it. I just saw I had no money.
Right.
So now my Chase account, it's like if I spend $10, it's like, did you mean this? And I was like, thanks, Chase. I appreciate it. It's like having a mom. It's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't get paid for a couple of weeks. Why would you buy that? And it's like, amazing. I wanted it. It's cute nail polish.
I got one like straight away from my bank when like, I think I spent like, well, I didn't spend it, but it was like £80 in Waitrose, and they were like, no, that's not that's not our girl. But like, but the thing was, I said this to my boyfriend and I was like, why did that, have they done that? It's really like insulting. But he said, so he looked at it and he was like, well, you tapped out of the tube in London and then that was done in Manchester. And I was like, okay,
so that's how it should
be. So it's kind of logic to it. And they were like, well, there's no way she can be in London.
How did you manage that then?
How were you in Manchester and London? What was the reason?
Well, I wasn't. So I'd have, well, that's when I had my...
So they noticed.
No, it wasn't by mistake.
Oh, I thought it was like, I could spend 80 yeah.
You don't know me. I'm on I started the keto diet. I'm just going to be sending so much money. It's a grocery store, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
waitress. Yeah. Okay, I was proud of that joke. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a grocery store. I've been here a couple of times.
If at any point you don't understand anything, just say. I mean, and same for you, Teddy. You've been here. But there are things she misses.
I can't believe you say algae. It took me years because people don't talk about algae. It turns out algae. They say algae.
Oh, like, is that the aluminium bullshit? Like, where they just, like, make things? Yeah, I'll get it. I'm getting deep on this podcast. I think you're wrong.
We'll talk about herbs in a minute.
I like herbs. I've always liked herb.
And do you guys do Wi-Fi? Are you Wi-Fi people?
Wi-Fi, right?
Okay. Yeah. It must be rest of Europe. They love to say Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, instead of Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Kind of sounds more fun.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Do you have the Wi-Fi code? I'm from generic Europe.
And before this gets any more offensive,
I'm only making fun of white people. It's totally fine.
I think it's okay now.
Katie's lost her mojo.
Just sort of like really, really grip the shaft and then it won't.
And give it a compliment.
Oh my God,
it's
so big.
Turned purple at the tip. That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
It usually doesn't stay erect because it feels like you're not paying attention to it.
Now it's time. Drunk women solving crime.
So, this episode goes out on April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. This case isn't necessarily an April Fool, but it's just, I just found it a bit of fun, if I'm honest. It's not a prank, but my first question about this case is, who likes football?
Are we talking about your football?
Soccer?
Like soccer?
Soccer.
I don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yes, I don't care.
Katie?
I mean, no.
Well, this is going to be a super episode.
Do you like football?
I mean, I don't mind it. I'll watch England. I like the England women's team. They're great. They're amazing.
That was like, all that right, was a journey.
Fine, I'm back in football. If women are allowed to do it, fine.
They're not allowed to be paid as much.
I like when they're winning and people care about it for about 10 minutes. That's where I am.
But I've got a second
question.
The only
time I thought I liked it is... Well, my husband was watching and I was like, oh, it's like a really high scoring game. This, I can understand it now. He's like, this is match of the day. This is the this is the highlight reel. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, that's what it takes for me to like it.
So that's a big no on football. Second question, who likes dogs?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Pro dogs.
Oh, pro dogs.
Imagine if any of us were like, fuck no.
Fuck those guys. So both feature in this story. So there's something playing for everyone.
Is it dog football? I would watch that.
Oh, God. Yeah. So this is the story of a very famous football trophy being stolen. Now, there's quite a famous case that happened sort of quite a long time ago. Have you ever heard of this? And if you have, do you know which football trophy it was?
Nope.
Mate, I can't even name one footballer.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I can name one.
Go.
For Scholes.
Good. Skulls,
the one that's married to the
Beckham.
Beckham. Yeah. Beckham.
I think the fact you didn't say Beckham.
Like Spice Girls Rooney. Boyfriend. That's where I am.
I know Pele. That's from the 70s, Brazil. Like, look at me.
Whoa. Oh, I know all about him.
Anyway, so
here's the one. There's the Seaman.
The Seaman. Yeah. Yep.
Sure, Katie.
I can name 90s. Anyway, continue.
You can name 90s ones with slightly funny names.
I could. You know what? There was jokes. In the 90s about
Katie does comedy.
There was a joke that went, and it was all about the names of the people in the England football team in like 96 or 98, and it was like, if Scholes scores, we'll all drink Scholes. If Beckham scores, we all drink Becks, blah blah blah. Thank God Seaman's in goal.
Oh, I love the 90s.
It was, I can name more dog breeds than I can.
So it was the World Cup, which I'm surprised none of you can think of.
Oh, but I didn't think that's what you were asking.
It's the trophy, the actual World Cup.
Oh, you were asking what, like...
Yeah, what trophy? Yeah.
Oh, my God. This might,
I'm assuming every man is literally going to be like, stop. Please stop. You're hurting me.
No, you know what? They're fantasizing about how much they could explain to us.
It sounds like a really badly scripted scene in a film. Like, I feel like we're in like a Richard Curtis film. Like, I don't understand. What's a ball? Like, yeah. It's just, I'm embarrassed you for kick everyone.
It? I don't kick things. Sorry.
No, we don't represent all women, you guys. There are women that know about stuff.
Wait, we're green?
I already think this is going to be my favorite episode.
Okay, so it's the World Cup. I've heard of that. That's a big one. That's the question, like the world.
Which I fear that you will not know is, does anybody know the name of the World Cup? It has a name.
FIFA.
No. FIFA? I love it. Liz just pointed at Taylor as if to say that's definitely right.
It's in the Three Lions song.
Yes, it is.
Three Lions. it's the... Oh, fuck. On the spot, I can't do it. But,
it's coming.
The Glebe something.
Jules Rimet still gleaming. Yes, yeah, that's it. So it's called the Jules Rimet trophy.
Really?
That's basically what I said.
Wow. It's almost like I've been actively avoiding it.
But the thing is, the only reason anyone knows what it's called is because of that song.
Okay.
Which I realise is very British, because you guys probably, Three Lions, Skinner and Badil and Skinner probably.
Actually, watching you guys sing, I kind of wanted to leave. I was like, this is too much for me. I'm in over my head.
Jules Rimet was a French guy who was credited with inventing the World Cup, the idea of the tournament, in the 1930s.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, this isn't all going to be about football. It's going to be about, it's a crime. So this trophy is stolen.
Before or after the game?
Oh, well, this was before a tournament, before a specific tournament.
Okay, so nobody had
tournament.
Won it yet. So somebody just unclaimed. Because I feel like that's different. It would be different if Yoink. I won it and then somebody took it, as opposed to, like, they go to be like, and this team won, and they reveal it. And it's, in my mind, because you said dogs, it's just a dog, like, sorry.
That's a good question. And also, is this like the Stanley Cup, just to speak American, where there's just one, so you have it for a year? Or do they manufacture a new one every time?
No, you have it for a year. It's the same one.
Oh, so this is like a precious.
It's a very precious. Yeah.
Right.
So where do you think this happened? Bear in mind, it's the World Cup. It could have happened in any country. Where do you think this could have happened? Where do you think the security was so lax?
I'm sorry, this is where racism comes out.
But it doesn't have to.
I mean, but it's so much more fun. Like, let's get into it, guys. Who don't you like?
What year it was too yet. Who had bad security in the 30s might not be who had bad security in the 60s.
Very smart.
Okay. Well, I could tell you, it happened in 1966.
Ooh. Oh, when England won?
Yes.
The one and only time?
Yes.
They might have won before, I don't know.
No, literally the one and only time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So where did they win?
Ha. Huh. Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
60s. Honestly, every British person should know where that game was, and I have no
idea.
I'll
give you a clue. It's kind of like, I think there was a reason why England won that year.
It sounds racist, though. It's just getting worse and worse. You're like, they have bad security, they're not good at football.
Okay, it happened in England, which is like, that's true. We're not that good at football.
It was a home World Cup. Right.
Yes.
Right,
it was. Right. It happened here.
Man, so. This and algae, like, my mind.
But they did get the trophy back. But did they get the trophy back? Do you know what? We can all leave now.
Mystery.
Wait. We'll find out after this commercial break.
That's how Katie gets out of anything. Katie, I think we should have sex tonight. We might do after this commercial break.
Decide after these messages.
I figured they must get it back because we still have it. Like, it's still in existence.
Is it the same one, though?
Oh, well, I guess not.
That's the question.
Okay. Have one made of Play-Doh.
Yeah, exactly. So, this wasn't the first time that somebody attempted to steal the World Cup.
Oh,
it happened before. So, it was won in 1938 by Italy and was kept in a bank vault in Rome. So, who do you think wanted to steal it? 1938.
Like an incel?
The Pope's got
so somebody in Italy tried to steal it?
They tried to steal it in Italy.
Okay, yeah. And so, do we know who they were playing against in the 60s?
Ooh. Well, this was in 1938.
What, no, but you're saying the one that when it did actually get stolen was in the 60s.
Yes,
who was England playing against?
Yes, but they... it was Germany.
Yeah,
they beat Germany.
It's got to be Germany.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Okay, so they beat the Germans, but the first time it was stolen,
Was
it stolen from an Italian vault?
No, yes. Attempted.
It was attempted, yeah.
Attempted theft.
A failed theft.
I mean,
So Beryl
always been jealous of the Italians, the Germans. Like who? Like this is where you have to start to know history. Like what did they want? Did they want
also? What were the Germans up to in 1938?
I mean, definitely ruining people's lives. I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God.
It was so the Nazis. It really was. Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
You literally did. Wow.
Well, guys, I'm not very smart, but I'm really proud of myself.
I find if you just say the Nazis for every question. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Yeah, he literally wanted everything.
Yeah, because they go off, the, you know, went after all the art and stuff, didn't they? So there was just anything that was of any sort of value or cultural value.
But then Indiana Jones came and he was like, stopped it.
That'd be different if that scene was, with the World Cup where he's putting in the sand.
Also, I find it so funny that they were trying to make this like perfect race, but like athletic was never a part of it. Like it was always like what they looked like. So I just felt like they have all these like footage of Hitler kind of seeing black athletes and being like disappointed that they're winning, and you're just like, I don't know what to tell you. You wanted some skinny white thing that didn't do anything, and we're out here running around. Like it was just so funny to me that his superior race never fit into like athletics or you know, being a good person or anything. Like there was no real like his measurement was that you had pretty eyes, and you're like, what happened to you in your childhood that that's the only reason you're like superior?
Yeah. So, fearing for its safety, the Italian Football Federation's president, Ottorino Barassi, I knew you'd know that, smuggled the trophy out of the bank and into his apartment in the city.
I don't think I would have done that. I wouldn't have been like, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice my children and my wife for a trophy. Because, you know, somebody's going to come after it.
Well, this is, this is exactly it. And it also just feels a bit like he's stolen it.
I know. Doesn't look good.
Well, you think it wasn't an official Nazi plan. He just really wanted it.
Well, so he takes it. He smuggles it out of the bank and he hides it in his apartment. Where do you think he hides it? Where would you hide the World Cup in your apartment?
How big is it?
I'd say it's probably about the size of Katie's flask, maybe a bit bigger.
Oh, so it's not gigantic.
For the listeners, this is a Chili's bottle, 75 cent. It's like a wine bottle size.
Yeah.
It's got wine in it, is what Katie's saying.
I say the bathroom. I would say that's the place people wouldn't look.
Okay, whereabouts in the bathroom, like?
It depends. Like, if you have, like, American toilets that have the back, you can actually take the thing out and put it behind there. And that's,
I mean, that's why
in the 90s they would hide cash and drugs.
Always.
So.
Yeah. And I really thought as a grown-up I'd start stashing shit in my toilet, and it never happened. And that's probably because I made okay choices. But, they really glamorized that. And it's like they kept it dry because they put it on the top. And, like, I love that.
Yeah. No, it really, I fantasized about that secret compartment where I was like, I'm going to hide, like, my best jewelry. I mean, my best jewelry is now $10, but like in my mind, I was like, nobody's gonna steal my stuff. And then now I don't even have a bathroom, like a toilet that has that. But in my mind, in the 60s, they did. And
okay, so we've got the American bathroom top.
It's in an Italian apartment.
Yeah.
In the freezer. I'm gonna go in the freezer behind all the frozen meats.
Okay, these are good guesses, Katie.
Under a loose floorboard.
That's not a bad one. This is good.
Also thought I'd have that as a grown-up. It's been a real disappointment.
I mean, the plot of every movie has really distracted me from having real goals.
Absolutely. Zero secret compartments.
He hid it in an old shoebox underneath his bed.
Oh, lame.
Does beg the question, how big were his feet? It's like the size of a wine bottle.
Yeah. Oh, tell me more about this guy.
So
that's a really silly... Okay.
Yeah, right. It doesn't feel like... It feels like if we were here.
Like my daughter would do that. Like when toddlers hide behind the curtain, but you can see their feet. And they're like, well, I can't see you.
Yeah, in my mind, like the lid doesn't completely stick out. So it's just kind of like shiny and like layering from like the bottom. Like there's a part of me that's like, whenever I play hide and seek with like my niece and nephews, like they literally, they're like this. And I'm like, I can see your whole body.
Yeah.
Like that's how I feel that they hid this. Like it's like the trophy's like half, it doesn't even fit under the bed because it's such a low bed.
Yeah, it's a futon. Yeah. Oh, it's next to the bed.
I literally have that for anyone who'd like to break into my house. I have a secret key compartment and I ordered it and it took forever to come and I was so excited and my key doesn't fit in it, so I literally have it sticking out like that. Like I can't really shut it, but I was like, I'm not ordering another one. And let's see what happens.
Love it. You are making some good choices.
I want a secret compartment.
I have lockers, like almost think, I don't know about you guys, but like about
Like a lockbox thing.
Yeah, but they're stacked. So like okay. In high school, it would be like where you put your gym shoes and stuff like that. Yeah. So
you have lockers in your apartment.
Yeah, so it's a stack of like five of them.
That's really cool.
And then I have a lock, and that's where I keep like, just like, because I get paid in cash a lot and I don't always have time to go to the bank, so I'll throw it there. But I remember the first time I subletted my apartment when I started like traveling, I was like, oh, I should hide my valuables.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't have anything. Like at the time I was in my mid-20s, and I was like, oh, I don't own anything of value. Like, my most expensive thing was my computer, and I'm bringing it with me. Like, but it's so
that's
funny, this idea where you're just like, well, if anybody breaks in, they're going to take my stuff. And I was like, I don't have any stuff. Like, my parents gifted me this stuff because they didn't want it. Like that.
So, yeah, the Nazis got wind.
The Nazis. The Nazis had great lockers.
But they got wind of the fact that this guy had taken the World Cup to his apartment, and they searched the house. Do you think they found it?
It would be hilarious if they don't.
This guy is a Nazi.
No, this guy is the guy from the Football Federation. So he is...
So they heard they were trying to get it at the bank. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to take it home, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really, really bad idea.
Yeah.
And then he hit it truly like a fourth grader, like a child. He was just like, I'll just put it in the box.
I think he was working with them.
Yeah, he's in on it. Yeah.
He hid it.
It's so easy.
Absolutely.
For them.
Like, he had been paid, and he's like, I've done it. It's hidden.
And also, he's done them a favor. It was a fucking safe in a locked bank, and now it's in a fucking shoebox.
Yep.
Yeah. He's just made it so much easier for them to get it.
I call Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he wasn't, they didn't find it.
Wow.
I know.
But his whole family's dead.
But the great news is.
But yeah,
wow.
I know, it's utterly insane.
Is it made out of anything fancy, or is it all emotional? Like, isn't it all an emotional value? Do you know what I'm
question.
Saying? Like, they say women are emotional, but clearly we're talking about a cup.
It's
like,
24.
Like, don't get me wrong. I have my favorite mug, and if any of my roommates touch it, I'll murder them. But we're talking about a cup.
Yeah. Is it
like,
24 karat bravado?
Does it have like
a monetary value?
Okay, so the trophy at the time, let's go back now to the 1966, we're in England, and the trophy was insured for £30,000, which isn't actually that much when you think that it's...
No.
So it's not pure gold. It's gold in its appearance, but it's not like...
Is it just like
out.
Gold-plated?
I mean, it might
That's
be.
That's funny.
It's like papier-mâché or something.
Shitty jewellery.
But it was thought to only be worth about £3,000.
Okay.
So it is. It's all emotional.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. So basically... In 1966, the FA had just received the trophy. It was January. The tournament
the
wasn't until...
The previous one had returned it, ready to go.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. It was. I don't know who won the year before, but it was there. And then it was scheduled for July. It was usually kept at their headquarters, but there was a couple of publicity events. Now, it got stolen at a publicity event.
Okay.
So where would you put the World Cup on display? What sort of event do you think this was?
Is it like a fete where they're parading people through a town going, hey, we're going to play football?
Was the World's Fair here?
They do that. Like, they have, but it's normally after they've won that they do
that's
it.
True.
Very presumptuous. Just to be like, we'll do the parade to start with. So what was that?
I said the World's Fair. Did the World's Fair come here?
What's the World's Fair?
Is that just American and we call it the World's Fair?
Probably. We do that a lot, though.
It was in Paris because I did a case about it with the Eiffel Tower.
Right. So it's not that.
It's not that.
And I'm not a parade goer. I have nothing. If it's not the gay pride, I don't know anything about parades.
Do you know what? It's so impossible that you'd never get it. It was displayed at a rare stamp collecting exhibition.
Why?
Oh, wow.
Why? 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 They don't even care about football. There's nobody that collects stamps and watches football.
100%. There's no crossover.
Oh, I can't wait for the
Were
angry
they trying
tweets.
To-
I can't wait for the angry tweets. Excuse me.
Where are they trying to convert new fans? Are they like the Jehovah's Witnesses at that time? Or they're just like, we're trying to get new ones.
Maybe football fans were very different then and than they are today.
I feel like I'm being so negative about football, and there are good football fans, and I apologize to
I
those
don't.
People.
I,
Liz doesn't.
I'll take all the hate comments.
I see what you mean, because it has evolved into this real,
maybe people
violent
more,
male.
polite in the 60s.
Did they let women in? Because my God, I used to live near Arsenal. I'm like, where are the female fans? And people are like, there's a few. Like, it was all dudes. And that's what turned me off.
They started converting them at stamp collecting.
Right.
Like, you start with a stamp convention. And then they're like, why don't we have any women? And it just really snowballs. That's really what that's the history of football.
But so considering that, like, so this trophy was stolen at this. So it was in a room that was under sort of like guard.
But it was only secured by stamps, so not very strong. Just so they didn't lick some of these. I'm off.
But why do you think... So I'll tell you what happened in the heist, basically. So the exhibition was at Westminster Central Hall, which is also a church. And then it was guarded at night. It was guarded through the day by two plainclothes officers.
Aww.
But bearing in mind that this was a church, when do you think might be a good time for the robbers to strike?
During church! No?
Yeah, during the hymn service.
The service, yeah.
Yeah, I realise I led you way into that. And yes, it is, yeah.
Yes. But there is a part of me that's like, is this not the plot of like every... Like, just some guy dressed up as a nun. Like, you know what I mean? That's just like a peace be with you, peace be with you. Oh, I just got pregnant. That's crazy. I love that. I thought Jesus, that won't happen to Jesus. Like,
another pregnant nun. We gotta stop this. Yeah.
But so, yeah, basically, it happened on a Sunday during the service. There was lots of people around. So basically, it's, I don't know why this made me laugh so much. I shouldn't. So the guards were doing a circuit at noon, and at 10 past noon, they came back to the rooms. They were supposed to be watching it the whole time, I think.
And yeah, what's a circuit? Like,
no, just doing some jogging.
I need to wee too.
But they noticed that there were screws and bolts on the floor of the back door. Ooh. To the room that the trophy was in, and the padlock on the door was on the floor. So as a security
somebody
guard...
Somebody could jimmy that lock.
Somebody did jimmy the
Someone
lock.
Someone called Jimmy. Was he called Jimmy?
No, he wasn't.
Okay,
he wasn't.
Well, that would have been awesome.
But they forced open the display cabinet and stole the trophy. So the trophy was gone.
They didn't break the glass. They like undid. They took the time. Because this sounds very intricate and careful. Why wouldn't you just smash the glass?
Sounds like women
of the noise.
That's what I'm getting from this story.
Oh my God, I hope women did it. No, I know they. It's not. That sounds so
But that'd
fun.
Be so funny. Woo! Be like, oh, you like your little football? Trophy, I'll show you. Oh, they can't play the game this weekend. That's so crazy. We should hang out. Just one jealous girlfriend that's like, I'll show you.
Well, there's one reason why I think this probably wasn't women is because, okay, so you've got the rare stamp exhibition and you've got the trophy. They go in, they steal the trophy. What about that makes them super thick?
There were really valuable stamps and they didn't steal those.
Exactly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right.
Yeah, there were stamps worth up
to
3 million.
3 million pounds.
3 million pounds.
What? How can stamps be worth that? That's crazy.
Especially because they're not worth anything now. Like they're truly, it's like it's a forever stamp. You're like, what's the value? You're like, it's for forever, and you're like, it's whatever we're gonna do with it. And I never understand stamps.
It's fascinating.
Where they go up one penny, and you're just like, how are you still a business?
Who's prepared to pay that?
Beanie Babies.
Everybody put their money in Beanie Babies, but it was stamps the whole time, guys.
Oh my God.
But yeah, they must have just not known that the stamps were that valuable.
Still sounds like women. Just saying. I'd be like, stamps? No, thank you.
Yeah, and especially if it's
an agenda to be like, that motherfucker's not using football as an excuse one more time.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna have to watch telly with me.
We're very razor focused when we're angry. Like, nobody talks about it. Yeah. I get a lot done when I'm mad.
So she just did it with her bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're like, why didn't they break the glass? You're just like, anger just really shatters everything. So I don't have to use any tools.
My fingernail is a Phillips head screwdriver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you have to come to my sister's wedding now after all.
So basically, one of the security guards calls it in to Scotland Yard, who gave the case to the flying squad. Just, that's cool, isn't it?
Does anyone else picture mist the moment you say Scotland Yard? Like, I just, the mist appears whenever someone says Scotland Yard.
I don't
know
what the flying squad is.
Yeah, wow. They fly. What is this?
So the flying squad is the branch of the police at Scotland Yard that is specifically for robberies. So if a robbery has happened, it goes to the flying squad.
Yeah.
And a bonus point, if anyone can tell me the Cockney rhyming slang for flying squad.
Dying... fraud. No, damn it. I'm so bad at this.
And the thing is, you will know. Once you know it, you'll know
Wait,
I'm sorry to bring an American on and go, what Cockney rhyming slang do you know? But
I had somebody like teach it to me a couple of years ago when I was here, and it was just like, oh my God, this, as somebody that's dyslexic, like I'm always kind of making up words, and like that's actually how I learned to spell, is like rhyming stuff. And I was like, I think I was supposed to be Cockney. Like, I just don't understand. But yeah, I'm very fascinated and I'm waiting for an answer.
So Flying Squad, it's based around it is a musical now, but it was something that happened on... It's to do with a hairdresser. He's not a hairdresser, he's a barber.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So it's the Sweeney. So the flying squad was Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney, and that's why it's called the Sweeney.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I really am learning everything today.
Yeah. So the Sweeney are on it and interviewed the guards, and the guards said they didn't see anything, although one guard said that, I did spot a guy looking quite suspicious when I went to the toilet.
They were in the toilet. Circuit my ass.
Wow.
What terrible guards. We have so many cases with just incompetent guards.
I know.
I know the phrase, you had one job, is used a lot, but that's literally...
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the...
Take it to the bathroom with you. I know that's where all the dirty stuff is, but like, just take it with you.
Yeah.
You have to take your kid with you to the bathroom. Take what you're watching into the bathroom.
You know what?
And they pee standing up. You hold it right here. You pee, you wash one hand, put it in the other arm, wash the other hand.
I would bet money that this guy left his kid somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously this became a worldwide thing. They were like, oh God, England have lost the World Cup. It's been stolen.
Are we to believe that this cup is from the 30s? Like this is...
It's the same cup.
Yeah. Over yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's now becoming an antique. Now the value is probably more than... That's why it's 30,000 is because it's like a really nice chair that just gets passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, 36 years.
Yeah. What's the song? The Beanie Mamini World Cup.
What was I already forgot whatever the fucking song was. You know the song you sang?
What, the Three Lions?
World Cup. I ran the world, guys. Oh my God.
That would get to number one. For the next footballs.
Didina Sweeney Manini. Beanie Babies. World Cup.
So the only other thing about the World Cup, actually, is that the World Cup we have now isn't the one from 1966, because they made a rule at the very beginning when they made the World Cup that if a country won 3 years in a row, they could just keep it.
Oh, and then that happened. Was that Pele?
It was Brazil. In New York, the fifth round is free.
Right, is that true?
Yeah. Is it fifth round?
What?
In a bar, if you order the fifth round of drinks, it's on the house.
I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that just for me?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm not a big drinker.
I was just trying to relate to it. I apologize.
You just did loads of not paying for drinks. I love it.
I thought America was really anti-drinking too much. Like,
it is, but in different ways.
Okay.
So I think
we're just against driving while drinking. Everything else, we're pretty pro. We're like, do it.
Nope. This is a whole other podcast. No, it's true. It's
so it goes around the world. The trophy's been stolen, and later that day, the FA get an anonymous phone call. Who do you think it's from?
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, Germans. It's always the Germans. Right?
I think it might be the Germans.
Yeah, they're coming back and be like, "We know it. We know what happened."
Fall as once with a shoebox. It was anonymous, of course. But it was from a man who called himself Jackson. He said he was involved in the robbery and would be sending a package to Chelsea Football Club the next day. What do you think he sent? What was in this package?
A photo of it?
Or he's chopped off the finger of the cup.
I don't know. I got nothing.
I mean, it's essentially, it is what Katie said, that they sent the removable lining from the top of the trophy.
Oh, that's great. It literally was the equivalent.
Yeah.
Get in touch before we take off the handle. That's amazing.
There was a ransom.
Did it get to write a letter like, I'm okay?
Yeah, they did a video of it just shaking.
Do what they say.
Some of my gold plating is chipped off, but
that'd be so funny. They're like, put it on the phone and just hear clink. We tapped it against the wall pretty hard, so
it's gonna be a bit messed up for
a while. We're leaving it out in the rain, so
but it was that and a ransom note. They demanded money. How much money do you think they demanded?
Well, it's less than 3 million, isn't it? They've missed the stamps.
Good. 66, right?
Mm-hmm. Half a million.
Ooh. I was going to say like 20,000. Like, I don't think it's very much.
I think it's that, like, he wants to, like, be able to play in the game. He wants to go on pitch and have all the footballers be nice to him and have a kick.
So just literally the plot of Rudy. It's just like, just a guy being like, you'll get it back if I can play just like one game. Just one game, guys.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish it was. It's like 15 grand.
That's all he asked for. Yeah. 15 grand.
Yeah, it felt like I was going to be... Even though that's a lot more back then.
Did he just couldn't pay his rent? Like, that's just so weird. Could you imagine that's how he pays his rent? He just is like, could this be for 2 months? Like, I'm saying.
The letter said that the FA should place a coded ad in the personal ads column of the evening news.
Oh, my God.
I know, he's totally seen a movie, hasn't he? And just gone, this is how I do it. If they followed the instructions, they could get the trophy back by Friday. Otherwise, if the FA informed the police or the press, they would melt the trophy down.
To something that has even less value.
Yeah, also it sounds like it's probably plastic inside.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, could you imagine?
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden he's like, oh, the fire alarms are going off. Jesus Christ.
My lungs feel irritated.
We've got him. His flat stinks.
Yeah. That could be any man.
This guy.
So yeah, he said that he wanted £15,000 in £1 and £5 notes.
What?
Dream bigger, guy.
Because he wasn't actually asking for a lot of money, so if they really did hand him 50 and it was just like two stacks, he goes, that doesn't even fill a suitcase. Like,
yeah.
It jingles. Yeah. It's like stuffing it with cotton so it doesn't like run around. Like,
he wanted a big stack. I like that.
Yeah, I know. It's adorable, isn't it?
He's blind. Do you know how, like, what's his face? Ray Charles used to get paid in $1 bills so he can count his money.
Oh, wow. That's quite clever. That's quite cool.
He's blind, guys. No. That's my theory. Am I wrong?
You said one and five.
Yeah.
But you don't have a £1 note.
We used to. In the 60s.
Oh my God! Whoa! You guys made your life so much harder. Why'd you do that?
This is the day I learned everything. I can't believe you got rid of
Why
that.
Why would you wrong do with that? You?
Big heavy coins.
I don't know what the official.
We want to feel
thought
burdened.
Behind it was.
Wow. No.
Anyway,
but yeah. So
it's one of the things I hate the most about your culture is your coins of £1. Truly.
There's a lot more to hate, but
yeah.
That's actually
quite
nice.
You're like, just get to know us better.
Do you think they... What do they do? Do they go to the police, the FA?
Well, everyone knows it's stolen, but no one knows this weirdo's been in touch.
Yeah, I mean, he could be faking it. Who knows?
Does the inside that got sent back get verified?
What year is this again?
66.
They don't have the internet yet. Why not just play the game? Like, you know, what are you guys doing in your free time?
It's their best lead.
Yeah.
So they do go to the police, but
they run a sting operation.
Well, it's the bloody Sweeney, isn't it?
I just wiggled my shoulders a little bit. Yay, sting.
So what they do is they agree to give the money, but they do something with them. And you know, we were talking earlier about sort of like doing things from films. This feels very much like something that would happen in a film.
Okay.
So what do you think they do with the money? They do put it in a suitcase. But
they put like an ink bomb on it or something.
Okay, ink bomb.
They licked all of it with the coronavirus. So then everybody got sick, and anybody that was coughing, they were like, he did it.
Ooh. It's not going to be violent.
No.
Or is it? It's England in the 60s.
And there can't be trackers in the 60s.
Yeah, it's not going to be real high tech. Uh-huh. And they don't have something, they can't set off, is it just alarmed?
What they do is they do, like, literally they put a couple of £5 notes at the top and the bottom.
Oh!
Yeah, and the rest of it is just
paper. But he's still got, or is his, is the deal that he puts the cup somewhere and then he gets the money? Because otherwise he's going to go home and count that and he's still got the cup, right?
Well, that's the thing. So basically...
Like a switch.
Yeah.
This is Trading Places now. It's every movie we've ever seen.
I mean, it is quite exciting.
They switch the crop report.
So basically they ring again to sort of make the deal about where they're going to do this swap. And the police pretended to be associates of the FA and he called himself Assistant McPhee, which is Nanny McPhee's original. Okay.
They're ripping off everybody. Good stuff.
So this is D.I. Buggy, says he's Assistant McPhee.
Wait, that's a real name?
D.I. Buggy, yeah. Anyway. Jackson told him to meet him at the gates to Battersea Park at 6 o'clock. So D.I. Buggy goes and they do the exchange. Do you think Jackson notices that the money is paper?
I hope so, because then, like, things get crazy. There's judo.
It feels like he's not super bright. Uh-huh. Like, this is quite a weird little plan, and he didn't notice the stamps were worth loads of money. Mm. But then, so maybe he doesn't notice right away, but then he does notice when he gets home. And if he's still got the cup, this is a dumb idea anyway.
Yes, well, he doesn't notice at all.
Yeah, I didn't think he was.
No. He doesn't, and he says, so Nanny McPhee says that
he just whistles. Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
I got $5,000. I got
$5,000. Look at me now, Dad.
McPhee demands to see the trophy. Jackson says he'll take it to him. So they get in his car.
The criminal's car?
Do you know what? This was
or
hard
McPhee's car.
To work out. It's either McPhee's or Jackson's car. Okay. Not entirely sure which one. But Jackson... not all stupid. He notices that cars are following them. So obviously this is a sting. So there are police following them. So he jumps out of the moving car.
So it wasn't his car.
We're assuming not, but I'm not sure. I mean,
does he do a barrel roll with the money that he still thinks is real money?
Yeah.
Like he jumps out with the briefcase and everything.
I don't know if he had the briefcase on him, but for...
I would hope so.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would also use it to get babies out of the way. I don't know. I just feel like he's probably not thinking much. Like,
all those babies on the road.
eyeing your briefcase.
This chase ensues and they capture him in someone's back garden.
Oh.
Which is classic kind of 1960s kind of British thing.
You can almost see it though. It's just like somebody's like gardening and they jump over the fence and then kids are playing their own football and they're like, this is telling. And then it's just like you see the whole montage as they jump over the fence and you're like, this guy's pretty athletic, he should play football. And then they capture him.
It feels like a kind of
have they made this into a film?
I believe
surely
they have.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think they've made it into a couple of terrible films.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it turns out, they take him to Kennington Police Station. Turns out Jackson is a guy called Edward Betchley. And he's a petty thief and a used car dealer who had been convicted of theft and receiving stolen goods. Betchley denied that he had stolen the cup and claimed that he could retrieve it if he was granted bail. Do you think they bailed him?
Ooh. How much is this cup worth?
Emotionally.
I reckon they did bail him because I think they're making bad choices too.
Okay.
They definitely want that cup.
Mm.
But can't they just find out where he lives? Like, isn't everybody in the Yellow Pages? I don't know. Equivalent is of the Yellow
old
Pages.
School police work.
Yeah. Well,
what about doing your goddamn job?
No. They didn't bail him.
Wow. Okay.
He was formally charged with the theft of the trophy and breaking and entering and sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Okay. And they still don't have the trophy at this point?
No. At this point, they've charged him. Because I think, again, it's that thing of they need to be seen to have been charging someone.
The trophy's in the rain.
Oh, right, because the press...
Cut to trophy in the rain.
The press are going to, be really... harsh on them if they haven't.
Yeah, it's like when
they're
just
doing something.
Yeah, they need to be we found the murderer, basically.
Mm. Yeah.
He's claimed that someone he only knew as the Pole had offered him £500 to act as a middleman.
Is that Pole POLL or POLE?
POLE.
Mm, the Pole. I want to know more. Well, you don't get that nickname. I want to know why.
He's either tall or he's Polish.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, I wasn't thinking racially. Okay, great.
So, yeah. So
Britain
basically,
was super racist in the 60s. So unlike how we are today.
Yeah. No one says anything now.
So, do you believe Bletchley? Do you think that this guy was the guy that stole it, or do you think that he was actually working on behalf of someone? There probably wasn't even 500 quid in that suitcase, which is hilarious. But I know I haven't told you that much about him, but
I think he was a middleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was like the footwork for someone else.
Yeah.
This goes all the way to the top or the bottom. It's one or the other.
I mean, like, he's dumb enough that he would be the runner, but he's also dumb enough that this could still be his idea and he's done it really badly.
Yeah. Well, we will never know because this is a cold case.
Oh.
Yeah. They never find it?
They never, well, no way. They find it, but they never find out who took it. So, like,
how do they find it then?
Well, I shall tell you.
It was in a shoebox. Hear me out, guys. It was in a shoebox. Just happened to be under the commissioner's bed. No reason.
Do you know what? Right about now, aren't we like, we'd do some deathbed confessions about this, aren't we? 1966.
It would seem.
Ooh. I'm going to predict that right now because we really desperately need some press for this podcast. If I predict that somebody, and if not, I've got a granddad that's on the way out. So, no, I haven't. He died a long time ago. I don't think it was
what
him.
What do they have in the US? The Storage Wars? Like, do you guys have any Storage Wars like shows? Yeah. Like, you know, it's going to be like they're going to do, like, if you had a show like that where they're just like, oh, it's just like a weird chair and what is this cup? I don't know. My grandma just liked it, but we were never allowed to use it. She said it was for guests. And it turns out it's like, it's literally like the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't even have the lining. It's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That would be so great.
Guys, yeah. I'm telling you, in 10 years.
However, it has been found. So it was found, unfortunately.
Where was it found?
So it was found on the 27th of March, 1966. David Corbett was going for a walk.
Was this in time for the cup that it was? Was it in time for the match they found?
Because it was only about a week or so later.
It was, right.
Okay.
Convenient.
There's always somebody going for a walk.
It was found lying underneath the wheel of a car.
What?
No.
Yeah, in Beulah Hill in Crystal Palace in London.
What?
So David Corbett was out for a walk. Who do you think actually found it?
The dog!
Yay!
Oh, I forgot about the dog.
It was the dog. It was Pickles the dog.
Pickle.
So Pickles the dog.
No, this is a fix-up. This is them trying to get the British people happy with a dog to forgive them for losing the cup in the first place. They're like, oh, look, British people like dogs. Oh, what a happy
story.
I'm sorry,
why is it under a wheel?
You're distracted now.
Why is it under a wheel? Yeah,
I know.
That's suspicious. That's not the real cup. I'm sorry. That's like a little kid being like, I found it. It was just laying out the whole time.
I think that's a really great theory, though, from Katie, that like, actually, yeah, it was a setup that they got the cup back, but they were like, we can't just be like it was stolen by a used car dealer. We're like, let's have a dog find it.
Let's have some cute pictures to distract everyone.
And this is where Pierce Spin begins.
That's interesting because Pickles, bloody hell, if Pickles didn't become an overnight celebrity.
Was Pickles in the paper?
Pickles was in every paper.
Football.
What kind of dog?
Air Bud of its time.
I need to know the, I was going to say the make. What was the make of the dog?
God, that's a good question.
I'm picturing a golden retriever.
I think he was kind of like a sheepdog. Okay. I have seen pictures of him. But okay. Yeah, he was, I mean, cute AF. Wow.
Is he still alive? And Pickles is here now.
Yeah. And he has been pickled. It's the only reason that he's still with us. So what
Hannah,
do you think?
That was too much.
I'm so sorry.
I was offended. I'm really too much. The letters. We thought we were bad with the stamps. This is offensive.
There are people with real pickled dogs out there. And
So what do you think the celebrity status bought this dog? What do you think he got? He got in the papers? Sure. But
did he become the mascot for the team?
He got like all the sexy dog ladies.
Actually died of a cocaine overdose. Of all the celebrity. I'm assuming it, you know how like they for baseball they have like the president do the first pitch or whatever. Like I wonder if it's like the first kick. Like Pickles got to do the first kick of the game or something.
Oh, and he could never do it. And they're like, just wait.
Yeah. But really, he just kept ruining the football. Oh. Like you're not supposed to use your mouth.
And like we don't.
This story is so much better than what actually happened. Although what actually happened was pretty cool. Pickles starred with Eric Sykes and June Whitfield in the 1966 film The Spy with a Cold Nose.
Well, that's great. The Spy with a Cold Nose. Yes. Oh, that needs to come. come back. Talk about a remake opportunity. That's wow. a series waiting to happen.
The spy with a cold nose.
And also, but thinking about it, going back to Katie's theory, this was obviously a trained dog.
Yeah.
If he can just be in a movie in the
Ooh,
same year.
Yeah.
Do you think like they had auditions? They're like, yeah. no, it's not cute enough.
What if your dog found?
He
nothing.
Doesn't test
what
you
don't,
well.
What with... you don't know is it has an Instagram page and it has about 10 million followers. Like yeah. that's, it's actually always been a celebrity.
He's, he was also, he was on Blue Peter. And wow. he was on Magpie, which is another kid show over
wow.
here.
And this is so staged. It's unbelievable.
It
allows
it.
Feel, yeah.
He was named-
also, why does it have better credits than all of us?
Like, that's so upsetting.
I'm just like, do I have to find a trophy that has no value to be on TV? This is so upsetting.
He wrote the first three seasons of West Wing.
Yeah, yeah. He guest produced it.
Yeah. He's been on 8 out of 10 Cats. Or, is that what's
yeah,
called?
He went mental on that. Yeah, yeah. he was also named Dog of the Year.
Aww.
Which I guess they invented
hottest
that
dog.
Year.
Yeah. yeah.
Hottest dog alive.
The world's sexiest dog.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite bit, is that he also attended the players' celebration dinner afterwards when they won.
Come on, guys.
Isn't that cute? Like all the scraps and that.
Whatever. Even if Pickles is being used, I'm really happy for him. Like, this is a great year.
Yeah. yeah.
And then he received rewards totaling £6,000.
But that's more value okay. than the...
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. That he bought a house with in Surrey. That was David Corbett, not Pickles. Get myself on the property ladder. but
gentrification.
So yeah, I mean, the last thing, obviously, as we've said, Pickles is dead now. But
why did you have to say that?
I had to say it again.
You're having such a good time, and you're like, it died.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know, he's
natural causes.
Very much dead. His collar is on display in the National Football Museum in Manchester.
Oh,
isn't that cute? Wow. So guys, here's to Pickles.
Here's
the dog.
To Pickles.
Cheers.
Who distracted us from the truth?
Yeah.
Yay.
It was always the Nazis.
Drunk women solving crime.
So we finish with a listener crime, and this is from Daniel Wilson, who's on Twitter, and he says, in my early 20s, I knew a wealthy man. Let's call him Mike. I always love it when a story starts with, let's call him Mike. Not use his real name. Who would throw what he called salons at his large house.
Uh-oh. Salons?
Salons. I don't know what that means. People might do poetry readings, live painting, singing
oh, okay.
songs. A pig might be roasted.
Okay, that's quite different from the first ones.
Wealthy, you say.
Yeah. People would disappear into various washrooms with or without private saunas or whirlpools to do various things. This is a party I've never been invited to.
I know, I was just thinking, like, I never wind up
sex
at
sex and a roasted pig. Why is that? Yeah. Why don't we have those parties anymore?
It was in one of these washrooms that I was using for its intended purpose that I removed my ring to wash
cocaine.
My hands. Yeah. It wasn't until I got home that I noticed my ring was gone. It was a gift from my mother, white gold with 15 diamonds.
Oh, wow.
I had to go to a New Year's Day brunch at my uncle's that morning, hungover beyond belief and Lord knows what, and to see my mother, who would instantly notice the lack of ring. Now, aside from the crime of punishing my body that night, the way you only can in your early 20s...
you know what? You can do it far... later like, than that. Daniel.
Also, I love like the pun. It's like really relatable because yeah, we've all been hungover in our 20s from a £1 million house party.
I spaced out at just the wrong time, so he doesn't. He went to the bathroom and then suddenly his ring was missing.
Yeah, he took off his ring
and
in the bathroom.
This is a guy.
He took it off. This is a guy.
Sounds like.
Oh,
he
was he washing
it.
His hands before other men started washing their hands? Because now they have to. Now
yeah,
it's the law.
He was doing this years ago.
Yeah, he's being punished for like not spreading viruses.
See, that's not fair, is it?
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But he left his ring there.
Oh, okay. Boy.
He says here that whoever went into the washroom after me knew the ring was not theirs and kept it. Over the years, I've wondered, did they sell it and take a trip somewhere? Did they cherish it? Did they think it was just costume and toss it in a drawer somewhere? Maybe they choked on it and somehow died. Daniel, this is your shit. Yeah. Yeah. He said that his mother was angry with him about this for years. He says, I don't come from a background where a diamond ring is just a casual birthday gift.
Mm.
This was after she decided she didn't want to be a homeowner anymore and had some fun money.
Oh.
So.
They he needs to go on heavyweight and they'll help him like track down the ring and they'll get the mother on.
Yeah,
anyway, this is another podcast that have not paid us for cross promotion. So, no, I just love it. It's just so one of those stories.
So what do you think happened? What happened there?
Somebody fucked that ring. that's what it's leading up to. Somebody was like, this is a cock ring.
Oh boy.
I mean, it does feel like someone's just taken it.
Mm.
I mean, maybe worse.
But he said, so it was his boss's party?
He said it was a guy that he knew. Oh, let's call him Mike.
And part of me wonders if like he was rich, because it sounds like someone sold it. If it's just like this kind of party, somebody sees something has value, clearly you take it and you sell it. It's the same way that like, if I find a phone, my thought isn't like, oh, cool. Like, I'll just keep it. You know what I mean? We can always use 7 phones. Like, you find out who the owner is or the other option. You know what I mean? You either return a phone or you sell a phone.
Yeah.
So it feels like with jewelry, if it's not yours, you're not like, like, I think it's, you know.
Yeah. Unless.
Go on.
I have another too. You do okay. It. You know, you go.
Well. I don't know if you guys remember a very terrible Julia Roberts film.
All of them. I do. Please go
on. The one where she's in an abusive relationship and it's just so... Sleeping with the enemy. So the silliest move she makes when she leaves is she puts her wedding ring in the toilet and flushes it. And lo and behold, it doesn't flush. So he finds that and that's one of the clues and he starts going after her. So my dearest friend in Chicago had like an heirloom ring and she was... at her own house and she dropped it in. She'd just done a shit. She dropped it in and she's like, I had a moment, Taylor. And I was like, sleeping with the enemy. I'll flush it. And the right stuff.
Oh no.
She's like, no, ring's flush. So.
Why would she do that?
Because she's a legend.
Guys, the movies are wrong. We have learned that over and over again.
I'd put my hand in my own shit for like 50p.
Yeah. Do you know how many people have dropped their phones in the toilet and are definitely like, there's Clorox wipes. We'll figure this out.
I would reach in for far less. I know, but she's a legend. I just love that she was like, sleeping with the enemy will be my guide as usual. So what if he left it? Because we don't know, right? He left it on the side of the sink. People are wrecked at this party, right? Like people could have come in. Yeah. They knocked it into the toilet and it's flush and it's still in the...
Or the sink. Like, I don't know about you, but most of the... Like, I can't tell you how many things I've dropped.
That's
my theory. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, the big hole.
If he's put it on the side of the sink and then it's got knocked and it could have fallen down the sink hole. That's what I was going
to
say.
But so I'm a ring person.
So
if I wash my hands and I have to take it off, I put it in my pocket because that's my big, I'm such a moron that's what I would do. I would knock it. Mm. I would lose it in that little hole.
Yeah.
So first of all, be a girl, put it in your pocket. if I could give you any advice.
he's like, great, really helpful. 10 years
later. Probably got more pockets than us anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, deeper pockets. Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I think I'm with it. Got knocked over. He was drunk. He doesn't remember that he knocked it over.
Oh, you think it was him?
Yeah. And that's to put blame, but like, I don't.
It could be really innocent and not a theft. Yeah. So what if it's still going through the sewage system? Like you have to wonder, there's just this ring.
The Finding Nemo of rings. It's going to show up in a dentist fish situation.
It'll be like back. The other show, Storage Wars, but it'll be like Ocean Wars.
Yeah. There's some fish that's like, what do you think?
He needs to go back to that sink with a magnet.
Back to your friend's place.
Yes, I mean, I almost think that solved it, really.
You're welcome. You guys are good.
I like
really good.
Daniel, it was either a big sinkhole, that's not even an actual sinkhole, a hole in a sink.
Go to some aquariums.
Yeah.
Look for the ones with bling.
Bring a magnet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And no one likes the fish with the ring. Like, all right, Cheryl. We get
put
it.
Put your rings in your pocket when you wash your hands. That's my helpful tip.
That's a good one.
It's called a life hack. I'm just inventing them left and right. You're welcome.
Well, problem solved. Crime solved. Just before we go, Liz, tell us, where can people find you? What are you up to?
I mean, in April, I'm sure I've quit comedy. if I'm still doing comedy, I'm probably touring all over the US, but I'll come back. I'll come back to the UK. And people seem to like me on Instagram. That's the only place, nowhere else. But it's at Liz Mealy, and you can find my tour dates.
Or do you want to spell Mealy?
You guys are cultured. You should know. It's M-I-E-L-E. It's supposed to be the Italian word for honey.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why I took so much sugar in my tea. It's in my lifeblood, at Liz Mealy.
Cool. Right, yeah. Lovely. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Oh, we're going to clap again and make it feel good.
Yay! It was really fun. I feel like we really help people, guys.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.